all parts of the smovoi. That's what Shimon Elazar holds. So Kif, you see, there's the machlokes here. Shimon Elazar is the one that says that, like the first man the Yama, that the Bnei Movi have a right to use the whole Movi. Now the Gemara says, the Churah Chaseris Man the Chashu is talking about it. So it's like this. Chasur and Mechsa, something is missing here. Lochik, so this is the way it should be learned. The Chain, the same Malach replies, Chomesh Chaseris, five different Chaseris, courtyards, have Sukhas the Movi. That all the courtyards open up into the Movi, one in front of the other. So Kula Mishtamshes Imachitzoyna. All the ones inside, since they, how do they get inside? They go through the front entrance. They have a right to use the front one's rishus. And the front one, he could only use in front of his house, in front of his chaser. He cannot go further in, because he has no reason to go there. That's Shiva Rebbe, that's what Rebbe holds. However, Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar Oymer, no. He argues and says, Chomish chateres afsukas amovui, kula mishtamshuk amovui. That's this machlokes here. When you have an alleyway, that you live inside the alleyway, and your house and your chaser opens up into it, Rebbe Shimon Elazar holds, you have a right to use that whole alleyway, even though you only come in the front part, and you don't really have to go down the back way, but if you want to walk to the end, the dead end side of it, you're allowed to, and the people in between cannot stop you. So before that we said, the Bnei Movi have a right to stop you from building outside in front of your shus, goes according to Shimon ben Elazar. And here that we say, that they cannot stop you, that goes according to Rebbe. So the kitzis and achlokes tanoim. Omama, what we just say, hoyu sosum. If first the door was closed, in other words, it was once opened, and it was closed. Now they won't open it up again. Same Bnei Movi Machmen Alav. The Bnei Movi in your alleyway cannot stop you from opening it up to give you a way to go into the other alleyway. And maybe the people there will come in here. We can't stop you. Since it was once opened. Omar Rav says, Lashon, this was only learned, that he did not knock off the mezuzahs, the side lentils, the side posts. But if the way they clogged up, stuffed up this door, was they pulled off the doorposts, then it's considered like there's no opening at all. Therefore now, if you want to reopen, it's like making a new opening. And therefore, Bnei Movi Machmen Alav, the people in the Bnei Movi have a right to stop you. That's cool, you want to make a new opening into another alleyway, the people have a right to stop you. Oh, Malaya Bayil Rav Abaye said to Rav, Tanya the Masalach, I'll bring you proof to this, that there's such a difference if they opened up the doorposts or not. Bias, awesome. If you have a closed bias, Rashi says, Shoyal le Tesach le Chotzer. You had an opening into the Chotzer, and you closed it. Yesh to Dal Damas. Still, the Lachar is there. When you make a Chalukah, divide up this Chotzer, you have a right to get Dal Damas in the Chotzer. Since it was once an opening, even though now you closed it, it's still called a Tesach. What about Parates Psimov? Let's say when you closed it, you took down the doorposts. Then the Lachar is, Ein le Dal Damas. You do not have Dal Damas. You see, there's a big difference by taking down the doorpost. That makes it like there's no door there at all. And kever, she will soon see his luck is in parentheses, will soon see his grand bariches, that kever, you have a kever, she piskoi sosum, the opening was closed. Ain't a matama calls to be book. It's not, it doesn't make time all around it. But parates psimov, if they took away the doorpost, the sosum, they closed it, then matama is calls to be book. We'll soon see what that means. Bayis sosum, if you have a closed house, ain't a matama calls to be book. You should know when there's a kever inside it, so it's not metama all around it. Rashi says, "Ein metama svivov." Ela kineged haPesach in meis patoichet. There's a meis inside it. Whoever's standing in front of the door, they're tummy. But around it, you're not tummy though. And by it, you have a closed house and there's a door to it. So ein metama kol svivov. All around it, you're not tummy. You're standing on the outside, only near the door. Torah says psimov. Let's say that they took away the doorpost. So there's no real door opening into this house. Then metama kol svivov. All around the house has tumas kever. Rashi says parasas psimov. And then it's a regular kever. There's luck like the coffin itself. Vechachonim timu esrivos hakever dal damas. With the rabbanon, any all the area around the kever dal damas is tamei. Kidei shelo yikruvu oisei tyrus ad kever. The rabbanon do not want you to come close to the kever. So they made this gezerim with the rabbanon dal damas around the kever is tamei for tyrus. Yeah. So therefore it depends. If there's an opening to this house, then you're only tummy around the door, because that's the place you're going to go in and go out. But if the door was taken away, now we do not know how you're going to get in here, therefore all around the house is still tummy. So again, we see a difference whether you just closed the door, or whether you took away, Ptimov, you took away the doorpost. Omar Rabba Bar Bachona. Omar Rabbi Yechanan Muvoye Samufoloshos Lira Heres. We have a Mavui. That this alleyway that's opened up on both sides. In other words, the houses are on both sides of the street, and the openings, the two ends of the street, are opened up. And one is Mufulesh Lira Cheris. It opens up into another city. Rashi says the Derech Lira Cheris. Like one entrance is mamash to the highway going into another city. Or big shu b'nei yir, l'saisman, and the people in this city now want to close it up. Rashi Hashem, avoyez bo l'saisman miachreim. The people in this alleyway want to close up that entrance, so that the people from the other cities shouldn't come in here. So b'nei oisu yir makvan aleim. The people from that other city have a right to stop them. Because the Rashi says, shekvar huchzuku, because they're already used to making a shortcut going through this alleyway. They're used to using this for their road. So now you have no right to clog to stop it. Loimi boy, not only kilekadakachrina, not only if there's no other way for those people to travel to their city, that you have no right not to block the road to miakfe that they can stop you. Elafilukikadakachrina, even if you have another road, how you could gather people from that city could get into this city, nami miakfe, still they have a right to stop you from blocking our way through. Why? Mishum to Rabbi Yehuda, of course Rabbi Yehuda is alocha. Omar Rav, the name of Rav. The Yoma that they say, if there's a road that the Rabbim already used it to make it like a path, to use it, as also the kalkuloi, you're not allowed to stop it. Once the Rabbim goes through your path and make a path, a shortcut out of it, then you can't throw them out anymore. That the rabbin picked the road, they have a right to keep the road, you can't take it away from them. If you have a mobile that's opened up to Rishus Rabbim, again, this alleyway is opened up to Rishus Rabbim, and now the people in this alleyway want to put up a door, as if to stop the rabbin from coming in, they want to put up a door at their entrance. So b'nei Rishus Rabbim Akvim Aleihem, the people in the Rishus Rabbim have a right to stop them from putting up that door. Now, so b'nei they thought to say, Hani Mili, when is this said? B'dal Damas. It only said, Dal Damas. Rashi, Hani Mili, Tech Dal Damas. Shal Roshay HaMavoyis. Hasmuch Rishus Rabbim Akvim. Malamed Losas Hashom. So only the first Dal Damas coming into the Mavoy, then the Rishus Rabbim have a right to stop you from putting up your wall. And why can Rabbi Zeru, Amr Rav Nachman? The Yomer of Zevam Rav Nachman, Dalad Damas, Hasmuchus L'Shus Rabbim, K'Shus Rabbim Damyin. That Rishus, the Dalad Damas inside a place right next to Rishus Rabbim, is called like Rishus Rabbim. Because the people from the Rishus Rabbim sometimes push themselves, have to walk there. Therefore, you can't block off this road. Rashi says there is brought down Linyan, Sofek Tum Rishus Rabbim. Another locher is Sofek Tum Rishus Rabbim is Tor, Rishus Yochid, it's Tomei. Therefore, your Dal Damas inside of Rishus Rabbim, close to Rishus Rabbim, is also called like Rishus Rabbim. Therefore, when could Rishus Rabbim stop you from making your doors? Only by blocking off that first Dal Damas. But inside it, then they can't stop you anymore. The Mar says, Shinobaloi, it's not true. Hostam lim yintumah, that's only for yintumah you only have Dal Damas. Havalochas dimnim didachim, name Rishus Rabbim, v'yayla tuva. Here is a question, sometimes Rishus Rabbim gets crowded, and they just have to go into that movie. Therefore, the B'nai Mavi have no right to put up a door to stop them from coming in. All right, turn over. So again, Avloko, Zimna the Dachbi, B'nai Rishus Rabbim, V'yala Tuva. Here, though, it's a question that sometimes the Mavi, the Rishus Rabbim, gets crowded, so the people have to walk to the side Mavi. So therefore, they have a right to walk in there, and the B'nai Mavi have no right to stop them to put up a gate there. Then v'loyes sasada, as Mishnah says, when you divide up a field, you don't have a right to divide up. At sheyei bo tisha kavim lazer, but tisha kavim lazer. Each shutev has to make sure he has a right at least to have tisha kavim for himself. That's called the chashuv sada to work on. And then it's machlekes to Mishnah. One says that sheyei, next one says different sheyei. What's the shiurim we had? That you do aim at sheyei bo tisha chatzoi kavim lazer. Each one goes according to his city. Faisa's neat city, it depends upon what the minig was, how big of a field you need to work on it, to be satisfied, like it's called a worthwhile investment here to have such a field. The bubble mai, What? How big does the fields have to be in bubble to have a great chalukah? Omer Rav Yosef, they reduya yoyma. Enough that you can plow, one day is worth a plow. Rashi says, veyreduya yoyma, veis charishim yoyma echod lezeh, vechem lezeh, that there's enough field there to plow for one day. My veyreduya yoyma, what does it mean to say to plow for one day? I yoyma zarya, if it means...
At the time when you seed the field, in other words, then the field is already soft. So they used to plow it right before they seed it. If so, trei yoyma karvali heavy. If so, in the hot season, when the ground is still hard, and you have to plow it the first time, like it's more than one day's work, and you don't have enough for 2 days, so how could you divide it up one day then? And Iyoy Makarva, if you're talking about now in the hot season, when the ground is hard, one day's work of plowing it then, Yoyma desirably heavy. Then when it comes to soft season, the season to plant it, there's not even one day's work. Sadly, you have one day at both times, all over the whole time of the year. So Marin says, Iboy Yisayma Yoyma Dekarva. We're talking about now, Taka, the day when they used to plow in the hot time. You have to have one day's work. The question was then in the summer, like in this easy time, you're not going to have a full day's work. That's how it is, the Kor of Atoni. We're talking about a place that when you used to see it, you used to like plow it then twice. So since they did it twice, that would take the same time as if you have to plow the field once in the hot season. And Iboy Yisayma, what else I could tell you, Yoyim Adizari. Now we're talking about now when the easy season is signed, the time then you seed it. If so, the question was then, a day's work then, so when it comes to the hot season then, it will not be enough for two days. The Teretz says, Bihaduri, that in the hot season, true, then you need 2 days. You know why? Because the ground is extra hard. Since the ground is extra hard in Echnami, then you'd have to have 2 days of plowing. Now the Gemara says, Davla, what's going to be the locha if you have a Davla, you have a well there of water, and you want to divide it up now. Some Rav Nachman, they dolly yoyma. It has to be enough that each one, there's enough water there in this well, like each one can use it for a full day. There's enough water there that one should use it for a full day to water their fields, and the second one uses it to water his fields the full day. Pardes, so what about if you have a pardes? Rashi said that means a kerem. How much of a vineyard do you have to divide up into people? It has to be the size of 3 kabin. Whereas each one of them has to have a size enough to make 3 kabin from this pardes. So Mar says, Tanya Namiach, we learn like this also. Somebody says to his friend, I'm going to sell you a portion in this kerem. Sumcha says, you can't give less than gimel kabin. On the Rabbi Yosef, Yosef says back, like, where do you get this far from? And Eilu el divrei nevi'is, you should know there's only like divrei nevi'is. How do you know the shear of 3 kabin? The Gemara then says, though, b'bovel mai, what's the shear in bovel? Or marov or bar kisno t'los atziyosa. So that you have 3 rows there, b'nei treisa gufni, each row has 12 vines to it. It'll take a person the whole day to plow or to work on this. Omer Rabbi Avdimi Dimin Chayfa Yishno Miyoyim Shechor Beis Hamikdash. From the day that Beis Hamikdash was Chorav Yishno Nitlo Nevuah Min HaNeviim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the Nevuah from Neviim. VeNitno LeChachomim, he gave it over to Chachomim. So Mori asked the question, Otter Chachom Alav Neviihu, like even before the Neviim they could be Chachom also. So what do you mean you took it away? Even though Nevuah was taken away from the Nevi'im, but you should know, it was not taken away from the Chachamim. Omer Amem Ramema says, the Chacham Odef Minovi, you should know a Chacham is even greater than a Novi. Shnemar Apostolic says, the Novi Levav Chachma. A Novi is like a Chacham. Is me nitla b'mi, who is like who? Have yeh mekotan nitla b'godol. The cotton novi is like a chacham means